Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Monday. And like, that's disgusting. Let's just
say. You started the show with a slur?
Yeah.
Literally. Who are you, Shane Gillis?
Literally. Not only, like, that's disgusting. And I don't want to minimize that, because I have a lot like to be excited about, but maybe you could all just be excited for me. Like, it's Monday, yes, but I'm here still in Florida when I was supposed to go home ages ago. And that's just always amazing.
It is amazing. And we've been having a grand old time.
We had such a fabulous weekend. If I came on here and did anything other than rave about it, like, may God smite me down.
Yeah. We had such a wonderful weekend. So much sunshine. Claudia got an intentional 10 degree sunburn, but I got an accidental sunburn. And that's when you know, like, you're having a good ass time.
Yeah, my mission this weekend was like to prepare myself for my trip to St. Bart's. And that means I went shopping. That means I went to the gym. That means I was trying to eat really healthy. And that also means I was like, let me get a little color. Now, we're in Florida, not Hawaii. Like, I was watching the UV index. It was a 7 for like 2 hours on Saturday. Other than that, it was like 3, 4, 5. Really not bad. I did not wear sunblock because I was trying to get a tan. Like, and yeah, like, that's on me. And I feel like I never learn with sun. Like, I always end up with a crazy sunburn. I have like a million stories when me and Ben went to St. Thomas. Like, I always am that girl and I never learn.
Well, you set out, you accomplished your goals. Congratulations, you played yourself.
I am a tomato, just a positively ghastly tomato. If you saw the picture on my Instagram I shared of my stomach, I have definitely like some sort of, you know, third degree burn on my stomach. Everywhere else, I'm like that classic post-vacation sunburn. It's like tingly.
Yeah.
My stomach, like, I was actively up in the night in pain.
That's really sad.
I can't wear clothing. That's why I'm actually so glad we're promoting our merch today. I need to wear like loose clothing. I'm in terrible pain. Like, I'm in trouble. Although I am hoping by the time I get to St. Barth on Wednesday, when the burn was acquired on Saturday, so that's like 4 days, I'm hoping by the time I get to St. Barth, not only does the pain subside, like, maybe it's turned into a tan and I could have accomplished the goal I set out to accomplish.
Yeah, that's the thing. We want to promote sun safety here.
No, I made a mistake.
And you shouldn't get sunburned and you should wear sunscreen. But just know, if you have a sunburn, like, it will turn into a tan.
You just won't sleep until the tan.
Sleep. No sleep till tan.
And please, every time I talk about my sunburn, everyone's like, try this, put shaving cream on, try vinegar. Like, I'm really
vinegar.
No, like, I listened to one of those dumb recommendations once and me and Ben ended up lathered in Greek yogurt, which, you know, is my least favorite smelling thing on the planet. It didn't help. It changed nothing. And I was still in pain. I just smelled. So I'm not in the business of taking recommendations. So while you're typing your comment, just delete. Like, I'm not interested. I will live with this pain. I will hydrate. I will, you know, they say drink a lot of water, stay out of the sun. Like, I'm doing that. Like, no fakakta remedies, please.
But let's not go down this negative path, because we were talking about what a wonderful weekend that we had sun. That, yes, did burn you, but also provided jolly good times.
Yes. So to come on here on a Monday morning and say anything other than, you know, joyous things would be a crime. So not only can I, you know, I have to be positive for that. I have to be positive also because this is the week I finally go to St. Bart's and Ben is finally excited about it. He went to the outlet mall and like got himself a whole new wardrobe for $3 and he's overjoyed. So check, weenie of the week on his way to Queenie. And third, and most importantly, in my opinion, we have a merch launch this week, which is always just like great vibes here at The Toast. One, because we don't have to put together outfits. We're just like promoting our merch. It's so great.
So true.
So we're like comfortable and stylish.
Yeah.
Two, it's like a great community building moment. Everybody's always asking for merch. And three, like, woohoo. So if you're watching on YouTube or looking at the pictures on Instagram. We are launching a bunch of items, but the main two items are these two different sets in the classic toasty colors, pink and green. Now, the entire collection that we are releasing was built on the back of the set that Jackie's wearing. We've been designing this for so long. We've been holding on to it for so long. We wanted to release it at the perfect time. We are obsessed with this set. It's the girly set. It is a, would you say that's teal?
I would say it's green, if I am allowed a word. If we had like a pie chart, a pie chart of how much you've spoken versus me since the show, you're 99%.
Yeah, I feel like I like took an Adderall. You know, I'm feeling like a little crazy.
Like I could barely get a word in.
Get your word count in. I'll take a step back. You talk about your set.
So we have the girly collection because we are the girlies. This is for the girlies and it's by the girlies.
Let me just say one thing. This one's for the girls who've ever had a broken heart, who wish upon a toasty star. You're beautiful the way you are. To me, that song is representative of this collection. I'm sorry, continue.
It is. So we love girly tings. We have this green set. The girly on the chest is actually a patch, sewn on patch. So it's a little bit different than our usual. And then to complement it, we have this pale pink.
You also have a patch on your leg.
Oh, I also have a patch on my thigh that is keeping Streisand warm right now. I will toss him off later in the show so that you can see all of the details in the set. I'm wearing a size large, as always, you know, could have taken extra small. I feel like I can't.
Extra small?
I feel like I can't, like, talk about my size without making that joke.
Okay, but the thing is, to be actually helpful, in the photo shoot that we had, I'm wearing the girly collection in a medium. And I really could have, maybe should have done a large. But with the, for some reason with this girly one, I don't want it so oversized. I wanted it more tailored. So I would do like my actual size, which these days is a medium. But if I was looking for like a little bit more of a baggy, the kind of airport look, I would do that in a large. Today, I am wearing this in a medium and it fits me perfectly. So this is the second set we're launching. It's more branded. This is for the toasters. You know, this one's for the girlies. This one's for the toasters.
The OGs. It's classic toast colors. Has toast embroidery on the chest.
Last collection, we launched the same exact set in navy. So if you liked that, you loved her. This is her in more of a spring color.
Yeah, my favorite color. I'm so excited about that set. It has pockets.
It has pockets.
The girly set has pockets too. Also, the girly set comes with a t-shirt that says girly. And if you're just looking at the naked eye of the still that we posted on our Instagram stories, you're like, oh, nice, a t-shirt. No, you guys, this t-shirt is like game changing.
You guys might not know, like we never sell t-shirts because like
I don't like t-shirts.
No, and the t-shirts that you buy from like merch and like swag, it's like, hey, oh, it's jail. It's like a prison. It's like your neck. Like,
it's jail for your breasts.
It's jail for your breasts. So we were like, no, no, no. But so many people ask for t-shirts. So many people, we do a lot of sweats and a lot of people live in warmer weather. They're like, please, a t-shirt. So we spent the time finding a real shirt for real women.
Yeah, it has like that oversized, like loose fitting vibe. It's just so cute. So you'll see that we'll wear it tomorrow, but it's also on our Instagram right now. We have a trucker hat for the girlies because truckers for the girlies.
We also have mugs for the girlies.
And so this is all for the girlies because you deserve it.
So 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 27th. Oh, no. Yes, 27th. At shoptoastmerch.com, all of these items are going to go live. The two sets, two mugs, a hat, a t-shirt, the whole collection. If you want to preview it before you buy, all the photos will be on our Instagram. A lot of them are already up and we'll be sharing them throughout the day. This one's for the girls. You know, Martina McBride wasn't lying when she said that. And I feel inspired by her.
Yeah, she was ahead of her time.
She was ahead of her time. I think we, like people will look back on this show and say we were ahead of our time.
Yeah, I think they could already say that. Even like past years of seasons that we've done were ahead of their time.
Agreed.
Speaking of pink and Pliny vibes, Turdy and I got matching manicures. And I cannot stop looking at your hands because they've never looked better.
So I had a nice manicure. And you guys know I recently changed, you know, ways. I used to be like a flesh colored manicure girl always. And one day I was just like, what if I just got a burgundy? And then, of course, because I can't do anything just normally, now I only get burgundy. So we actually got a manicure like a week ago, a nice burgundy. I didn't know I was going to St. Bart's. And then I was like, you know, we're going to get manicures for St. Bart's. I got to do something crazy. So I was going to do like a classic, you know, I call it the Margot Fish color. My friend Margot Fish, she always gets like a light pink. It's like Mademoiselle, you know, everyone
ballerina
knows.
Slippers.
Ballerina farm. Everybody knows those colors. I was like, all right, I'll do it. And then I'm sitting next to Jax at the manicure place, which is so fun, by the way. It makes manicure so much more fun.
Yeah, because I don't enjoy a manicure typically.
Yeah, Jackie's hard kind of crazy to get a manicure with. She has so many rules. She's like, well, I do this too. You do no cut cuticle, no lotion.
No lotion, no hand massage. I don't like being touched. Like, that's why a manicure is hard for me. It's a lot of hand holding.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, I said to Jackie, I'm like, because my person who did my manicure was a man. He was amazing. And then I was just like really realizing how I'm like holding hands with a man. And maybe I don't notice it so much when it's a woman.
Headline news, Claudia Ashray seen holding hands with another man this weekend. No,
literally.
Are you Justin Timberlake?
Yes. Yes. Ben is Jessica. It really is just like a 30-minute handhold with a stranger. And it was so obvious to me that that's what was going on because I just felt more aware of this hand because it was a man's hand, which is not common in the manicure industry. And I saw Jackie, this girl next to me, this like kind of gorgeous redhead, getting this really gorgeous color. And I totally copied it. Now, I didn't get the same exact one because Jackie does Dazzle Dry, which is not gel. And I'm like a gel loyalist. And Jackie thinks it's so crazy that I do gel. And she said that machine with the lights is going to end up giving everyone hand cancer in 20 years. And we're all going to be like, I wonder why we all have hand cancer. It's because we were all doing like UV gel manicures. But until then, until the data comes out, me and my fire nails, this was a brand called D&D.
But I also want to let you know, the reason why I don't do gel manicures is not because of hand cancer. I told you that's like number eight on the list of why I don't do them.
What's number one?
Number one is that it ruins my nails. By the time I take off the gel, I have like no nail left. It's so brittle and I'm starting from stubs.
So let me tell you, that used to be the case for me. Like seriously, every time it was so annoying. Your nails get, you know, stronger as you go.
It's like survival of the fittest.
And if you stay on track with your manicure schedule, like you will be good.
Then number two reason, if I'm staying on track with my manicure schedule, then I need gel soak off, which I fucking hate.
The removal of the gel, like they need to do better. Yeah. It took so long yesterday because I had had three coats on. Like it took forever. Like that's really, I need the scientists to
work on that.
To work on that. Yeah. Like why can't they just make like a solution, like a solvent.
Yeah.
That, oh, like, yeah.
That it only bends for that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I give you that one.
Yeah. What's my next one?
3 through 7.
There were seven. Number three. Oh, sometimes I don't like the way that gel like looks. It's a little thick.
Okay, I feel that too. That used to be an issue I had with gel manicures as well. I do think, you know, the companies and the manicurists like have figured it out because that's not an issue anymore. Do my nails look thick too?
No, your nails look super beautiful.
But yes, sometimes, and it's also like, what kind of like gross ass place are you going to? Sometimes like they've had these bottles for 100 years. They like pee in them to make them last longer. And like you have these globs, 1000%. The place you took me to, they would never do that.
Okay, so maybe the cancer's number four.
Okay.
But I would say then number five is that the samples don't look like the color that you choose because we chose a nice color for you.
Okay, I'm actually really glad we're having this conversation. So that did happen to me. And I find there are multiple different ways that you can showcase gel nail colors. And I have found like the best one. And yes, a lot of times they have that silver ring with like a million acrylic nails on it. Like how am I supposed, like organization-wise, that's a horrible method. Most places in the city have that because like they just throw it in a basket. Honestly, it's like the least pleasant experience. Your place had it on like a stick. It was still just like acrylic nails. It wasn't great. And you're right, like the colors did change. But I went to this place in the Hamptons. Like I was just randomly in West Hampton for the weekend. I went to this random nail place. It was probably the best manicure I've ever gotten in my life. And they showcased all the colors in a book. And they were just 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, it was so brilliant. And I took a picture on my Instagram and I was like, why doesn't everybody do this? Everybody was, we do this. Like, okay, shut up.
You said do.
Yeah, you said do, not me. So they haven't mastered that yet, but it's not a big deal. Like you just see, they always start on your pinky, you see the pinky, and then if you don't like it, they'll just take it off and do another color.
Right, and I would just say if I didn't love Dazzle Dry so much and it didn't solve all my problems, I would probably do gel because I've been getting regular manicures recently just because it's been easier until it's not and it was chipping like the next day. But I love Dazzle Dry and it works for me. If it didn't, I would probably do gel, is really what it is.
Okay, like get a gel manicure. Let me know what you think next time. Things have changed since your time.
You get a Dazzle Dry manicure one time.
There was too much riding on the manicure that we got together yesterday.
Like, I wanted her to just use I brought my whole kit and caboodle of Dazzle Dry to the salon.
But like if I didn't like it and it didn't work and it was chipping and I was in St. Bart's, like I would have been cursing your name.
And after coming off such a great few weeks together, I didn't want to be in a fight. So I let it go.
So we had an amazing weekend. We really did. Besides the manicure, we had so much family time. We were out in the sun with, you know, the pool. And it was just fabulous. We watched so much content.
Yeah.
Jackie and I were finally caught up on Vanderpump Rules.
Are we caught up?
Yeah.
We just stopped watching because it was...
I've only been here like for two episodes. We missed two episodes.
Okay, and we watched
and there's
two
one tomorrow.
Oh, great. We're caught up.
So we're caught up. Said. Honestly, watching Vanderpump Rules with your family, greater than watching it alone. Like it's a better show when you have someone to make fun of it with.
Totally.
We also watched...
SNL.
SNL, which is going to be a story. We've been talking, I think, like the last week about Shane Gillis. Very excited. Hard to stay up, you know.
Yeah, but we watched Vanderpump Rules to stay up.
We did it. We did it. Yeah, we're kind of mature like that.
Yeah. And then we're going to watch Summer House, we said. Maybe yes. That's tonight.
Summer House. But I think we missed an episode. We might have to catch up.
Great.
Yeah, we have a lot to do, like content-wise. We also have, I have to pack, like, I'm just getting so excited for my trip. It's just going to be fabulous. The sunburn, like, the sunburn's trying to bring me down, trying to make me not excited, but I can't not be excited.
No, I don't want to ruin your trip.
So don't. So shut your mouth.
But would you vlog it for us? Because we've all been on this journey together.
Ooh, not you asking me that in public, like in front of the toasters.
No, but be honest about your thoughts on vlogging. Like, you made
Okay, so my thoughts on vlogging are...
A trip.
Yeah, well, vlogging in general, it is a lot of work. And when it's... When I'm like doing something productive, like a lot of people always ask me to do like try on hauls or packing vlogs. And it's like, I'm being productive packing. Like, sure, I'll vlog it too. It doesn't bother me at all. It's actually really fun.
But when you're trying to live your life and you're off the clock
and enjoy, I find vlogging to be like, not, like, it would be a good vlog. I'll think about it. But also, like, just follow me on Instagram, you know?
Yeah. I think we do deserve a bit of content from your trip. I'll say that.
Okay.
And I also want to say what we haven't spoken about that we did on Friday was we did the best vlog of all time. The best, most productive vlog of all time.
TBVOAT. TibVot.
Claudia raided my closet. We went through all of my tings, all of my vacation items. She tried on everything that she liked and everything that I forced her to try on.
It was the pillaging of Jackie O's closet. Now, I've never really went through your closet because we've never been the same size. And let me tell you, it is a gold mine. Like, I've always known you're an investor in things. Like, that's like a running joke we have. But it really made me, like, think about my own closet. How, like, for 10 years, you have invested. And you have so much to show for it. It's not like, oh, we always joke, like, Jackie gets nice things. Like, you research, you thrift the real. Like, you really work it. And when I went into your closet, it wasn't just, like, crap from Amazon. Like, it was good things that you've had for 10 years. Like,
yeah, there were things from college in there.
That I took.
Yeah.
Like, that are good enough for me to take to St. Bart's. Like, it was really impressive. And I was honestly inspired. Like, I will think differently about, you know, how, what I bring into my closet. Like, does this serve me? Will I want this in 10 years? Will it last in 10 years?
Right.
It was really inspiring. I think that was a takeaway for a lot of people.
Oh, I'm so glad.
From the vlog. The vlog, they're like, they're saying it's the best vlog of all time. But
they are. And it really was.
A lot of people are also just kind of marveled by your generosity of spirit and your willingness. Like, there was nothing I said, can I take, that you didn't say yes to. Like, you were so generous. And a lot of people were really shook by that. Like, could it be me, you know? And it was just kind of like a beautiful, beautiful vlog. And for me, it was so helpful because I ended up with a whole wardrobe. I did go to the mall yesterday and like buy some things, but I didn't need anything. If I just took everything from your closet, I would be the best dressed girl in St. Bart's without even like spending a dollar.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the content, the pictures.
Yeah.
You owe it to all of us.
I do. And what's so great is that I'm going on vacation with Ben, who's the worst photographer of all time. But I'm also going on vacation with Taylor and Taylor, and Taylor's wife, Taylor Donahue,
She's
a creative. She is like a videographer. She knows angles. Like, she's a woman. Like, the content will be fire.
Oh, exciting.
Yes. So, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, I've been with you, so you know how I am. But I'm excited for you. I'm excited for this week because it'll be great shows, merch collection. I'm going away, and it's just best of all worlds.
So, reminder that episodes this week will be ending on Wednesday. So, we've got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday episode. And we're back on Tuesday. So sorry about that.
But Patreon is on fire right now because Claudia and I have been together. We're doing another Patreon today so that we can leave you with gifts
while we're gone. On Thursday. That's
we're
the
like
last day of the month.
Parents who are going on vacation. Who
do you see what Morgan Stewart does?
Yeah, she writes, like, makes a book for her kids every time she goes on a trip, like showing her kids what she's going to be doing. That's like us on the toast. Like, we're just leaving you one thing for every day to cheer you up while we're gone.
So Patreon.com/toast.
Great. I think now, without further ado.
Yeah, I'm glad we dilly-dally because I feel like the stories are crap.
The stories are weirdly crap for a Monday, but you know us. We don't let that hold us back. So without further ado, it is time for the crap stories that you need to know.
And the crap stories that you don't need to know are brought to you by Sonos, which is a new sponsor here, and I'm thrilled about it.
Our weekend was brought to you by Sonos.
Oh my God. I understand the hype. People are like, what's so different about Sonos? In my apartment, okay, so let me just tell you. Jackie and I recently got the Move 2, which is a new item from Sonos. You can get it at Sonos.com. And the Move 2, the all new one, is a powerful and portable smart speaker for listening all around your home and beyond. You connect it to Wi-Fi at home or Bluetooth for listening on the go. And you can stream music, podcasts, audiobooks, all your favorite services. So if you want to listen to The Toast, like, you can do that on Sonos. Move 2 tunes itself like magic, so it sounds great whether you're listening inside or outdoors. Don't worry about the elements. This powerful and durable speaker can weather sun, splashes, sand, and accidental drops with ease. Enjoy easy control with the Sonos app, Apple AirPlay 2, and your voice. Mix and match with other Sonos speakers to create the ultimate sound system for immersive home theater and multi-room music.
I just want to say, I have Sonos in my house built into the ceilings that I love. I use all the time. And we didn't do it outside. And I was like preparing to try and find how to figure it out. But then Sonos became a sponsor and they sent us the Move 2. And I have one speaker that I put like on my patio and
the entire backyard
is covered. Everybody's listening. It sounds the same to everyone. It's not like super loud in one place and then you can't hear it when you walk away. It's evenly distributed and I don't need to get speakers for my patio anymore. And it's like the best thing ever.
It's actually crazy. I have three in my house, one in each of the bedrooms and one in the living, dining, kitchen area. And where even
they sent you three.
When you walk through, I did ask for more actually. Like I got one. I was like, I'm going to need two more. I also got like a sound bar for my TV, like that I haven't installed yet. Like I was being like a schnurra, as we would say, but like, I don't care. These things, like you walk through the house, you wouldn't know that it's not coming out of the ceilings. It's really amazing. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. That's the Move 2. Today's episode is also brought to you by Macy's. Because, you know, Easter is coming up. And Easter is one of those holidays times of year where you just like need a lot of stuff. Like for your family, for your home, for your kitchen, clothing. So between with Easter happening this year, it's happening early. So get ready for the Easter Bunny on Sunday, March 31st. Like that's like literally a month away. So from pastel outfits for the whole family to brunch ready serveware, Macy's has you covered. Macy's also has Toys R Us Easter basket goodies. So from books to stuffed animals and even slime, you can find it all in store and online at Macy's.com. And their newest restwear brand, State of Day, follows you from sunrise to slumber and all the moments in between. So Macy's just launched a new restwear brand called State of Day. If you're going straight from your morning cup of coffee to walking the dog, if you're just throwing on a cozy cardigan, or you're about to hop on a Zoom, State of Day has cozy fits for everything. They've got essentials like pajamas, t-shirts, robes, cardigans, silky sets, and more. So you can check out the new brand, State of Day, at Macy's.com/stateofday, STATEOFDAY. Also super cute, just have like matching cozies with everyone in your house. You never know when like a picture is going to strike. You always just want to look your best. And the State of Day cozies are really well made. They're really cozy and they're super cute too, which you shouldn't have to give up looking cute just because you're being cozy. So that's Macy's.com/stateofday. And then for everything you need for Easter, just head to Macy's.com or head in store to the Macy's nearest you, which I actually went to yesterday while shopping for some shapewear, control top underwear for my trip coming up, which I'm very excited about. Today's episode is also brought to you by AG1. Taking care of your health isn't easy, but it should be simple. And that's why for the last year, we've been drinking AG1, no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. Makes you feel energized, makes you feel focused, nourished, strong, ready. You guys know people in our family, like seriously, we take a bullet for AG1. And so funny, I texted Taylor and Taylor. I'm like, by the way, I know you guys weren't planning on being away for this long. So if you need me to bring you anything, like fresh underwear, like something, water, like let me know. I'll bring it to you. Just let me know. And Taylor Donahue was like, I ran out of AG1. Like, please bring it. So the Shapiros gave me like a whole big bag of theirs. I'm taking it down. People are obsessed. Like it really is going to become a fundamental part of your routine. Going to make you feel so energized,
Ben
so too. Focused.
When Ben, he gets into my kitchen in the morning, looks like the Grinch has been in there with his green traces all around.
Ben, like it. By the way, my countertop at home is black. I still see it. Like it drives me nuts. Like get the whole thing in the bottle. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So
that's a Ben problem.
That's a Ben, not an us problem. If there's one product we want to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why we've partnered with them. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/toast. That's what Olivia gave me, the travel packs. So much easier than like bringing the scooper with you.
Genius.
That's drinkag1.com/toast. Check it out. drinkag1.com/TOAST.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome.
Our first story, award shows this weekend, in which it seemed there were a number. Many. First was the SAG Awards, the 2024.
That one I'm familiar with.
SAG Awards. Yeah, I feel like every time people watch the SAG Awards, they're surprised by how like
Star-studded
and good they are and sometimes funny. And mm-hmm. I feel like people have lower expectations for them, so they wind up actually like being good. Plus, the SAG has been in the news all year, so I think it was kind of...
It's been a big year for the AFTRA.
It's been a big year for the AFTRA, and I'm sure if you watched it, which I didn't, me like, either. I'm sure they made note of that.
I'm sorry, like, you can have all the award shows that you want. Like, I'm watching the big three, mm-hmm. you know? Grammys, Oscars, is, Golden Globes.
For the last few years, you've actually watched SAG Awards.
I've never seen the SAG Awards in my life.
You did. You watched them last year.
No, I didn't. I'm telling you, I've never met...
Because, like, a couple times on the show, it'll be a Monday, and you'll be like, I watched the SAG Awards last night, and they were...
What the hell are you talking about? I've literally, you're libel. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Jackie,
I've never, like, what a weird room. What's wrong with you? Like, she's starting rumors
about
me.
I'm going to find you.
Find it. Do the research. You won't find it.
I'm going to find it.
I've never seen the SAG Awards. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And I pray to God that that's true. Like, because if somebody splices this clip with me 2 years ago saying, I watched the SAG Awards and they were so good. Like, I would be mortified and nobody will ever take me seriously.
No, there's something about the SAG Awards where after you watch them a few days later, your memory is wiped clean and you feel as though you've never seen the SAG Awards before.
Oh my God, it's a SAG-AFTRA effect.
It's a SAG-AFTRA effect. So for me, like, the stars were starring, the big ones were there because it is a very credible...
Yeah, no, and everybody's like now supporting SAG again.
In the industry, so it's like big for the stars. For me, it's an opportunity to talk about SAG-AFTRA.
Which you're never going to pass up.
Never in a million years, even though it wasn't until like Fran Drescher walked the carpet looking for a standing ovation that I realized that the SAG Awards are related to SAG-AFTRA.
Listen, she, like, what I would do for Fran Drescher, do you know Fran Drescher's history? I only just recently found this out because this documentary, like, somebody put it on TikTok in 10 different parts, and I ended up watching all 10 different parts. Like, a crazy story about what happened to Fran Drescher at, like, the peak of her fame. She was robbed in her home.
No.
She was robbed in her home, and she was raped in her home in front of her husband.
What?
It's a crazy, crazy story, and she talks about it somewhat openly in this interview. It's a crazy story, yeah. And it actually really ended up, she said, like, destroying her marriage. Like, her husband was just... overcome with, like, he had to watch the whole thing, like, so overcome with guilt, so overcome with trauma. It's a crazy story.
Oh my God.
I know.
No, I didn't know that. What's the...
It's like a famous Hollywood story.
And so it was like a TikToker put together a 10
part. No, like,
series?
This happens on TikTok. Like, you want to watch it, like, they'll throw you clips from a movie and they'll...
Wait, so what was the movie?
It was this interview / documentary. I will find it. I'm not 100% sure. It definitely looked like it was filmed a really long time ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that's like, it's like one of those, like, famous Hollywood things, like, that, you know, at the time it was huge. So I just also have to say, like, fucking love Fran Drescher for a million reasons. And if I was on that carpet, I would have given her a standing ovation too. That must be, like, so
but
fabulous.
But also, she's the queen of SAG. That's why.
Must have been, like, she must have been looking
she
forward
was,
to
like,
this all year.
Shepherding them through the year.
It's probably like a something she looks forward to every year. This year in particular, because she's kind of like their savior. She got them the deal, you know?
Yeah, no, it's like when you plan the school dance and then you show up and you're like, you're welcome.
It's also kind of just like your bat mitzvah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like all eyes are on you. Do you think she did like a candle lighting ceremony on the red carpet?
I think she could have.
And I would have stood there.
The thing is, we will never know what she did or didn't do because we didn't watch.
We didn't, but we do support Fran.
We do. And we did see pictures from the red carpet because the A-listers were there, the ones who are working the circuit this year, such as Margot Robbie, Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Anne Hathaway. We need to talk about her. It's insane to me that...
Barbra Streisand got an award. Not my angel, Streisand, but Barbara did.
Yeah, and she used it, you know, to talk about anti-Semitism, which was nice. Long overdue, Barbara. You're kind of like the most famous Jewish person, but it's fine. I'm not going to complain.
I saw a snippet from what she said, and maybe there was more after where she went harder, but it was giving nothing, what I saw that she said. And she accepted the award from Bradley Cooper, who's dating a notorious anti-Semite. So all in all, nothing was given
nothing
to the Jewish people.
But wait, what did you say right before Streisand?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, the stars were out. So all the people who are doing the circuit and the people that are doing the circuit, and I don't want to complain because I'm loving seeing Charles Melton like get his flowers. We know him from Riverdale. He's so handsome. I just love him. And he's the actor in May, December, which is Julianne, not Huff, Julianne Moore, Natalie Portman, and Charles Melton. So they're all like at all these award shows. And I just think it's so crazy that like that movie is like considered like good. Like it's one of the best movies of the year. It was like a biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. Like I hated it. And Charles Melton, like I loved and actually thought his acting was extremely good. But like, my God, could the bar be lower? Like that's Slumdog Millionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crap.
Crap. Different Strokes for Different Folks?
Nah. No, some things, yes, art is subjective, but some things are factual. That movie sucked.
Damn. Well,
but I want to say I love seeing our Riverdale King at all these award shows. Like, I hope this really propels him. Like, he needs to, like, I love this route for him. All the Riverdale kids did something different. Him going, like, serious acting, never would have guessed. Love it.
Because also, it's like an indie movie because there was also the Independent Spirit Awards this weekend.
It's not an indie movie. It was on Netflix.
But maybe it was made by an indie production company.
Okay.
The Spirit Awards were this weekend, which I think is for indie films. And the only reason why I know about it is because Adi Bryant was the host, and we watched a clip this morning.
She was very funny.
Of some of her shtick for her opening monologue, and it was genuinely funny.
Yeah. When I saw that the Spirit, I saw like a picture. I saw a picture of the Spirit Awards, and I saw the only person in the picture was Ben Platt. And just like because I saw Ben Platt and because I saw Spirit Awards, I thought it was like a LGBTQ award.
Yeah.
Like Spirit Awards, I would never guess tight, like just based on the name, is an award show for movies.
No, I'm only guessing. Actually, this was a guess because I saw something that said the Independent Spirit Award.
It should have been called the Indies.
And then I just assumed, honestly, I'm not even guessing, I just assumed it was for independent movies, but that could be totally wrong.
It was also the Producers Guild Award this weekend.
The PGA, oh my God, I saw it was PGA Awards for movies. I said, what?
Golf?
What?
No, Producers Guild, Brie Larson. Like, I can't. This is, so, it's genuinely wasteful. Like, it is.
The Spirit Awards, the name, is that a new, that's one I never heard before. Not even like SAG. Never, like, it's, might as well, it sounds like the Loser Awards.
No.
Like the word spirit is just a sad word.
I completely agree.
Especially in front of award. Like,
yeah, it's giving, like, it's giving it, you tried.
It's giving like
honorable mention.
An intangible level of success.
Yeah, agreed. And the PGAs as well. Like, love the producers. You know, they deserve their moment. Do they need a whole award show? I don't know.
I don't know. But anyways, there was a lot of red carpets this weekend.
And I actually do love seeing red carpet content in terms of like people's dresses and stuff. So that's good.
Yeah.
So we were fed. We were well fed.
If you were interested in dining in that cuisine.
Right, 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 right.
Are you ready for our next story?
Like desperately.
In which others were fed on TV this weekend. Shane Gillis hosted the SNL.
The SNL?
I also called him Shane Gillis. So Shane Gillis hosted SNL this weekend, which, as we discussed last week, was very big news because he was fired from the show before he even stepped foot on set a few years ago. And now he came back as host.
And it was very interesting because it's so funny to me how like SNL is like the pinnacle of comedy. Like if you're a comedian, you do stand up, like SNL is like the golden. And it really, I feel, is like not reflective of modern comedy. Like it's very PC. And yes, they have always had to like abide by like certain standards because they're on cable. But like as a brand, they don't really push the envelope. And that's what comedy is supposed to do, is like make you uncomfortable. And that's why someone like Shane Gillis, and I feel like this happens every now and then, like when Chappelle went on, like these are comics who are literally the antithesis of SNL. And it's like, they're there to make people uncomfortable, and SNL doesn't do that. Like SNL's very just sort of like a little what's the word I'm looking for here?
Lame sauce?
Sure. Okay, yeah, lame sauce. And
two words.
I have to say I loved Shane Gillis's monologue. It was excellent. I imagine watching it at home and watching it in person were two very different things because you can see the audience like not loving it. Like you can hear, I mean, excuse me.
I couldn't hear it. I heard laughs. I only knew they weren't loving it because he kept saying it.
And so I almost wish he didn't, because then people were like, he bombed. Like one of my least favorite things is when comics are like, oh, you don't like that joke? It's like, girl, just move on. Like it wasn't good. Like,
no, and it's not just for the people. If it was just, you know, not on TV, right, and people aren't liking it, yeah, address it. But like us at home, we have no idea what it sounds like in there.
So it is like one of my least favorite things when people do that. However, I feel like it really highlighted like how different like comedy fans are from SNL fans, because mm-hmm. comedy fans tuned in because Shane Gillis is huge. He had one of the biggest specials on Netflix last year, and his podcast is really popular, and he's like one of like a great best-selling touring comedian. Like, so comedy fans were tuning in for him, and the SNL fans, who were like people in the audience who were just so like rigid and like serious and like woke, for lack of a better word. I hate that word. They weren't like into it. And then he drops the R word. And honestly, I'm so curious if they knew he was going to do that. I feel like legally, like compliance wise, like you can't say that word on TV, but really? It's live.
I feel like you can, because it's also, it's like a technical word. Like it means something.
Actually, yeah.
What if you're just like using it in, you know, the dictionary sense.
I mean, they said it on Entourage all the time in the beginning.
And Friends.
They never use it on Friends.
You say that they said stuff like that.
I literally never said that.
Really? What word did they use on Friends that was surprising to you?
No, like nothing. They like never pushed the envelope.
But there was a time when really using a word wasn't like pushing the envelope.
Yeah, no, but they, no, it wasn't Friends.
Then maybe it was like something else that didn't age well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they, on Sex and the City, Samantha says, oh, I'm not going to say it, but she says a word, not the R word, the T word.
Oh.
That rhymes with, granny, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That's what
So when you go back and watch old shows, yes, there was a time where things like that were totally fine. That is not today. And no. So for Shane Gillis to have dropped the R word in his monologue, that was crazy. But so much of his stand-up, and a lot of people are talking about how he used like a bit from his Netflix special on SNL. I'm like, why would he do that?
A lot of comedians who go on SNL use their material.
Yeah, like you work on the material for so long and you workshop it, like for the most people possible to see it.
And you're in front of a new audience, you want to lead with what's best for you. And I think he did change a little bit of it enough, because I think I watched his special. I don't know if I watched the whole thing, but I've heard that, like some of those jokes before, and I've seen his special, but I've also like seen clips because it keeps going viral. And I still enjoy, it felt a little different, and I still enjoyed it. It was like right for the moment, because he's also introducing himself to people.
Yeah. So I thought it was fine. I remember when Amy Schumer was like on, she did that too.
When he got the gig, he was like, I want to go on SNL and say the R word.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a way to do it.
I also was really just tuning in and waiting to see how they would address
the firing.
And they did at the very, very top of the show, very briefly. And I honestly thought it was perfect, because it was so funny. He's like, yeah, I got fired because, like, you know, I don't think he actually said, he's like, I got fired.
He said, I'm not supposed to be here. Like, I actually got fired from the show. Please don't look it up. Please.
He's like, you can Google it, but please don't, which is so funny and like really perfect. I didn't need anything more than that. And then he went on to do this monologue that I thought was hysterical, especially because I don't feel like I'm his target demo. I feel like his target demo is Ben. Mm-hmm. And Ben was dying, especially at the bit about how, like, when you're a young boy, your mom is your best friend. You're essentially like your mom's gay best friend. And then one day something happens and you guys are like, you don't fuck with each other anymore. And that was totally Ben growing up. Like, I could see like just him and his mom of being like, they still are so close.
Shania Twain in the car.
But like, Ben is like girly in a lot of ways. And I think it's literally because he was his mom's best friend for so many years. And he was just cackling. And honestly, like that, I don't think anybody has. And people, what's so annoying too, is people go on SNL, mostly the hosts are not comedians, they're like actors. So they don't really do like traditional stand up in their monologue. They do like skits, and they bring people out and they do singing songs. And as like a show that's supposed to be all about comedy, like, it was nice for the opening monologue to be a monologue. Yeah. And really to have it be stand-up. It was very good and I loved it.
Yeah, I really like the monologue. Staying up, oh my god, it's so late. The way, it's like New Year's Eve, geez. And then I was like, I'm staying up to watch Shane Gillis on SNL, and then the cold open started. I was like, oh shit, I have to watch SNL.
Yeah, Jackie didn't watch the episode, I did.
Well, I stayed up through the monologue, and then I was really tired, so I went to sleep, and the opening sketch was just so dreadful that it wasn't like, I need more of this.
It wasn't enticing.
No.
So I watched the whole episode, and I think Shane did a great job, and I could definitely see that there were sketches where like his influence was, because they were better than the standard SNL stuff, but it still like wasn't good. And yeah, it's because like SNL really, like, it's not good, like, right. and it's just not. And there were it's always, and this happens a lot, I feel like the pre-recorded like commercial sketches are always so good, but that's like, okay, so do a pre-recorded show, like, right. There's no need for this whole thing to be live. And the really, I think the funniest one was, and I didn't even know about this, we talked about this on The Good Guys, but last weekend, it was in the weekend update too, where like the Trump sneaker things. So Shane Gillis did like a pre-recorded commercial thing about the Trump sneakers, where it's like Mike, you know, that movie, that's the best movie of all time, where he puts on the sneakers and he becomes Michael Jordan. So it was like, he was just this random guy. I think he was like an accountant, Shane Gillis, and he had like blonde hair. And when he bought the sneakers, and when he put them on, he became Trump, and he was like, right. He was like, no, I'm right. It was very funny, very clever, very topical. Like, yeah, that's what SNL should be doing.
And Shane Gillis does a really good Trump.
It was very, oh, and then they had the guy in the sketch, the guy who always does the Trump impersonation. They were like, it was like an impersonation off.
Oh, that's funny.
It was funny. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is funny. Thank you. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm glad he did a Trump because he does like a thing in his special where he like imitates him and it's so good. And I had said, I think that's why they hired him from SNL a few years ago, because he would have been like a great go-to for every show if he were the Trump, and he does such a good job.
Got it.
So that's why, like, I was hoping that he would do one last night, because he does it so better than anyone I've seen.
I actually, you know what, but in the impersonation off, I actually thought the other guy was just as good, maybe better.
Really?
Yeah, it was just funny. Like, that's the type of shit.
I'll watch that. I'll watch some of the clips, actually.
I would love to know, like, what the SNL ratings are. Like, is it considered, like, a success?
The show in general?
Yeah, like, ratings-wise.
I'm sure, like, everything else, they're lower and lower over time, but enough to keep doing it.
Like, are they looking to shake it up?
No, because they don't.
They don't, but, like, them bringing on Shane Gillis and letting him say the R word, like, that to me signals a new era, no?
Yeah. No, it's not a new era, but I think, like, every once in a while, sure, like, bloom where you're planted, whatever.
Because when you look back on, like, the history of SNL, like, it was for so many years, like, the Chevy Chase years, like, this crazy place.
No, now it's just, like, the mainstream.
Yeah, just, comedy. Like, regurgitate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good. So it was fun to tune in and see, like, something so different and so crazy. Yeah. And I have to imagine, like, I know every comedian was, like, posting, promoting it. I have to imagine, like, his ratings were excellent.
But also, he has a huge audience on his own. I'm sure they all tuned in. We're not even part of his audience. We tuned in. Like, I think it probably did good in the ratings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah, it was an exciting time.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story?
Three. Yeah.
Which is exciting for you and I.
Oh, my God. Harking baby, back to something. You and I.
You and I, you and I, oh, Turdy, I'd rather die.
Me too, bitch.
Without you and
Try.
I.
You and Stry. You and Stry. Oh, Bruno, I'd rather die. That's such a good song.
So good. Well, our next story is really interesting news for us, and I want you to listen. Hear me out.
Oh.
Glenn Powell says he and his Anyone But You co-star, Sydney Sweeney, are reading scripts together looking for their next big project. Could Anyone But You co-stars Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney be the next Julia Roberts and George Clooney?
Oh, I love this.
The duo's work on the past romantic...
I wouldn't say Julia Roberts and George Clooney. I would say Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson, but continue.
Another one, but I think allegedly...
Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling.
According to this, like, George Clooney and Julia Roberts did it first. That's new news.
I don't even know that. Yeah.
And I guess that's why it was a big deal when last year they, like,
did
a movie
that crap
together,
movie. Yeah.
And that's why people were excited, because they, like, do stuff together.
I don't think people were excited, but continue.
Their work on the past romantic comedy just brought in a record breaking $200 million.
So $1 million and 20 cents.
No, it's 200 mil. Yeah. Thus setting the twosome up as a bankable pair that audiences might be ready to watch fall in and out of love over and over. So what's next for the couple that saved rom-coms? More scripts, according to Glenn Powell. He stopped by Variety on the red carpet at the SAG Awards and said, when you find somebody that you really jive with, Sydney is so easy to work with and so fun. We're definitely trying to find the next thing. Please send us all the scripts you got.
Oh.
You know we're here for it.
So we need a book turned into a movie that features the two of them. But you're obviously thinking of a book and I can't remember.
I'm thinking of our movie from Friday.
Oh, okay, sure. But, like, what about a real script that already exists? Like, what's a movie what's a book that we're waiting, like a romance book that we're waiting?
It Happened One Summer, even though they're not of the elk of that book. Like, I'm sorry, he's too skinny to play.
Wait, Jackie.
He's not a cold sea fisherman working on an oil rig.
It Happened One Summer.
Off the coast of Pacific Northwest. Like, he's not.
Could they be Violet? No, and Xander, they couldn't.
They couldn't.
Like, what is a book we're waiting and, like, we're always, like, thinking about casting people in?
I mean, not them, like, Seven Husbands.
No, not them. Just, like, a classic cult romance novel.
Colleen Hoover.
No. Nothing. Honestly, like, first of all, It Happened One Summer. Like, it's over. Why, she could so be, like, snob from LA.
Claudia.
Yeah, like, hair and makeup, and he could buff up. Like,
Claudia, he couldn't be.
No, he couldn't be, like, this humble fisherman. He's, like, a pretty boy. No, you're right.
He couldn't be this humble fisherman.
No, he couldn't be a humble fisherman.
Let's look at Goodreads and see,
like, what they're turning into a novel.
See what we've loved. But I was really thinking Phone a Friend, even though he's really not the nerd who takes off his glasses.
Oh, by the way, he is not the nerd who takes off his glasses and everybody realizes he's handsome.
But she's so the girl.
She is
the popular girl from high school who's using the old nerd.
We've got our Mandy or whatever. Okay, here are the books that I've rated 5 stars that, like, I need them to turn.
Go by rating. Good call.
Yeah, that's how I always do it. If they ever did One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins. No, I don't like it. This is harder than I thought.
So far. Oh, Before We Were Strangers. You read that.
Yeah, the girlie with red hair at NYU.
Yeah, no, it's not them. One Day in December. That was a good book. You didn't like
it. Oh my God, that was the worst book on the planet.
That's so crazy.
Wait, no. That book was fine. What's the one that, like, was a romance novel that ended up being about 9/11?
Excuse?
By Jill... I literally remember it. Hold on. I just need to find the name of this book so I can tell you guys to never read it.
Excuse?
The Light We Lost, Jill Santopoulos. It's a cute romance. 9/11. Excuse me.
Oh my gosh. I never read that. But like a Sophie Kinsella, even though you haven't read all of them, would be cute.
Yeah. I just think, like, anybody, like a Reese, Reese needs to get in there, you know?
Reese needs to get in there.
I think a dream team would be Reese, Glenn, and Sid. Mm-hmm. Love.
Yeah.
This and is maybe, exciting that they're going to be like a duo. I like that.
Maybe an Ellen Hildebrand.
Oh, also because, like, Euphoria is never coming back? Question mark. I feel like they keep saying 2025. All these people are going to be in such different places. I feel like they're literally just going to let the show end.
I don't think
because
so.
Because of like the toxic workplace and then the SAG strike. Like, I don't know what.
I don't think they're just going to let it end. Like, everyone, audiences included, but also just like industry, they just all like love the show too much.
It's just weird, like, how it got here. It went from being the biggest show on TV to like them, nobody getting back to work.
They'll go.
Well, it frees her up. And I kind of love her becoming like a Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson type.
I want to watch this movie.
So do I, by the way. I keep like meaning to, but it's not like, I'll watch it when it comes on demand.
It might already be on demand now.
No, I think it's still in theaters too. That's what the 200 million thing. They just surpassed 200 million in ticket sales.
But sometimes things are in theaters and you can watch them at home, like that for $30.
That is true.
I like that.
I love that accessibility.
Yeah. Distribution.
I think that's cute. Like, I like them becoming like a duo.
Me too. Are you ready for our next story?
Is it number four?
It is number four.
Is it the next story that's brought to you by the Farmer's Dog?
Yes.
So the Farmer's Dog was founded by two dog lovers who decided to reimagine pet food from the ground up. And this new year, the easiest healthy habit to start is one for your dog. The Farmer's Dog makes feeding real healthy dog food easy and convenient. Your dog will absolutely love it. It is smart, healthy pet food that you can feel good about feeding your dog. So quit the kibble and kick the cans and start fresh. The Farmer's Dog makes and then delivers fresh, healthy dog food right to your door. It's developed by vets, it's nutritionally balanced, and it's made from real meat and vegetables, and it's made to the safety standards of human food. It's really the best option for dogs at all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's just real healthy food. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are super processed, they can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they are extremely difficult to portion accurately. And the Farmer's Dog is not just fresh, higher quality food, they also are going to send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This will make it easier to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. Dogs at a healthy weight can live up to 2.5 years longer than overweight dogs. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to fresher breath, even digestion, smaller, better poops. A healthy diet isn't just important for us humans. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, and that means more happy, healthy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/toast. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/toast to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Say Beauty, which is so perfect because I'm wearing my Say Beauty today. So Say Beauty is an award-winning clean and planet-positive makeup brand sold exclusively at Sephora. I feel like a lot of people find Say Beauty for like different reasons. I found it because so many of their products were going viral, like their glowy gel, the cream bronzer, that I just like started to buy a lot of their products. Whereas I feel like someone like Jackie finds it because they're always looking for like clean beauty. And then you end up staying because the products are amazing. Sometimes it's like when you go to clean beauty, it's like sadness. Not Say. Say is the opposite of sadness. And they have several award-winning best-selling products, including a Best of Allure winner, the Slip Tint SPF 35 Tinted Moisturizer, their Dew Blush, and their Glowy Super Gel, which was the first product I ever tried from Say. It's the best. It's like a gel-like, almost like a serum, but a little bit more thick, and you put it under your makeup, and it gives your makeup this like enhancing, brush-free, glowy look, you know? Mm. Say refers to themselves as the clean complexion experts because each makeup product is meticulously crafted with sustainability in mind, and it's packed with good-for-you ingredients. They're leaving out over 2,000 ingredients that are deemed potentially harmful to skin. The Glowy Super Gel is the ultimate effortless, no-makeup, makeup-glowing product. It is a multi-use illuminator that hydrates and brightens skin for a fresh, dewy look. When applied, the skin immediately feels refreshed and looks lit from within without chunky glitter or shimmer. And I just want to make a shout out to the cream bronzer that I really love and the brush that comes with it. It's the best brush. Highly recommend. I actually went to Sephora yesterday and I almost bought another one, but mine here is full. I don't know what I was doing. So Sephora is where you can find all the Say Beauty products. Say is spelled S-A-I-E. It is fabulous. It is clean. It is planet positive. It is award winning. And they are the clean complexion experts. You can shop now at Sephora online or in store. Highly recommend a lot of their products. Also love that tinted moisturizer. Should have worn it over the weekend because it has SPF 35 in it.
Yep.
That's on me.
Love that one. Our next story, Olivia Rodrigo kicked off her tour and shared how she celebrated her 21st birthday.
I love Rodrigo.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
But that's her name.
Rodrigo?
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo. I think
that was right.
Yeah, I think I said that.
Yeah.
She shared how she celebrated her 21st birthday by buying cigarettes and a 6-pack of beer. Though, of course, she said, I didn't consume it, of course, but I just bought it because I could.
So Olivia Rodrigo is having an identity crisis where she's like trying to shake like her good girl. Because there's a lot of talk about her tour opening night. It was in Palm Springs. It looked amazing. She wears like kind of like skimpy outfits and she like curses a little. And she like kind of grabs her boobs like in some of her like choreography. And like, you know the move where like you kind of rub your vagina? Like you just, you know? And so a lot of people are shook because she's really, she's not Disney. She hasn't been on Disney in many years. But those are her like OG fans. And the people who go to see her show, like everyone loves her, like Ben, of course. But the core fans are like these kind of young, I would say like preteen girls. And she's trying to shake that image, you know? She's not your mom's pop star, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is another layer of that, you know? But then she's like, not so crazy. I mean, I didn't smoke them.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. I do feel like it's something that every like former Disney person has to confront. Like,
and she's doing it, I think, in like not a crazy like Miley Cyrus and the Dead Pets ways.
Right, and I didn't even like see some of that stuff. But I feel like
it's very subtle.
And I think it's good to, you know, start to evolve as an artist, but read the room and who are the people in the audience.
But it's like everyone, that's the thing. Like, how do you tailor a show when like your core audience, you're right, is like these Disney girls. But then like you blew up and people like my husband are going to your show. Yeah. And like the footage I saw, like I saw Chris Olsen, who's like this 30-year-old man go. Like how do you balance that?
Well, then she just has to be Olivia, whatever that is.
Well, and I think what we're seeing is like her outfits are very, you know, small. You know, she's wearing a lot of underwear and tights.
Yeah.
She's wearing like a little shirt and she like lifts up her shirt and, you know, she shows her bra at one point.
I didn't see the dance moves, but I think that the outfits are
super cute.
Perfectly in line with like what her stated brand is already. I didn't find them to be like shocking.
No. They're not shocking.
Also, it was good that she's talking about her 21st birthday to remind people that she is 21 because I just always think of her as 16.
Yep.
And I need to like get it in my head that she's 21.
Agreed. I also have like a crazy idea for Olivia Rodrigo. I think what she really needs to do, like honestly, I think she needs a drastic haircut.
Oh, that's always a great way to mature.
Yeah, I think that it would.
She has like teenager high school
hair. She has teenager high school hair that's like down, like that's what I had at that age. Well, at 16, like down to your butt, you want the longest hair possible, curl, curl, curl. But I think she's like getting, you know, very into high fashion. She goes to the Met Gala. I think it would really sophisticate her up and also remind people like who she is, because she kind of has this very like young looking body. I think if she had this like, I don't know what the haircut would be, but I think if she had like a severe haircut, like a drastic one, it might make a difference.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that's just what I've been thinking about lately.
I actually think that's very good advice.
Thank you.
I love a haircut.
Yeah, not for me. Do as I say, not as I do.
Cut Turdy's hair off in her sleep.
If either one of us needs a haircut, it's you. So.
I'm getting one next week.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. So, Liv's tour, it looks great.
I think if I can get tickets, I think I'm going to go. My husband will like hold a gun to my head.
You guys are like classic Olivia Rodrigo, who should be going to her show, the two of you, date night.
It's not really a date night when like your husband's mistress is on stage.
Oh, does he love her like that?
No, actually. He like loves her music.
His celeb crush.
I think if he walked past her in the street, like he might not even know it was her. Like he's so,
he loves the art.
He loves the art.
Who's his celeb crush?
Let me ask him.
Like one time I asked him and he said, I feel like actually, hold on.
I don't want to start a fight.
Ben, who is your celebrity crush? Question mark. And don't be a freak. Just answer.
He's going to say you.
Right. No, that's why I said don't be a freak. Just answer. I feel like over the years I've asked him and only two times he's given me like a real answer. And both times like it was like random and I feel like I forced it and he like doesn't stand by it. Because I have a vivid memory of him one time saying that his celebrity crush was Emmy Rossum.
Okay. And that was probably like
10 years ago when we were watching Shameless. And he would like right now deny that he ever said that. And then I do feel
that's
like
a good one though. That's respectable.
I do feel like another time he said Mila Kunis, and it's just now dawning on me that he chose two Jewish girls. Like not even on purpose. He wouldn't have known that, and that makes me feel so good.
Yeah, it's not like so far off from what he got.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I really have to go to the bathroom.
You keep having to go to the bathroom in the middle of the show.
I know. Should I hold it? Like, do you think how much more time do we have?
Fifth and final story will be short. It's a it's not.
Should I leave this in?
Yeah, leave this in. It's not like groundbreaking. You know, thought-provoking story. Actually, it will inspire a little debate. Can your bowels handle a little debate?
They actually can.
Okay, just go.
All right, fifth and final.
Fifth and final story. Kim Kardashian's son, Saint, walked out with Lionel Messi ahead of Inter Miami's tie game against LA Galaxy, which was sweet, but then sparked some debate about, you know,
nepotism,
like what money can buy, that it should have gone to a less fortunate child.
Well, it wasn't like this. It wasn't something that was up for auction. Like,
well, people think like she paid to get him on.
Oh God, I actually just bit the lipstick. Is it in my teeth?
Just a little bit.
How?
It's just right here. Why are you malfunctioning?
Where is it?
It's gone.
Oh no.
Well, then it's
there's a chunk of lipstick.
Ew.
Oh weird. Is it all over my teeth?
No.
Okay. Oh my God. Sorry about that. So when they say it should have gone to a less fortunate child. What's it? Like, it's not anything that you can do. Like, it wasn't like something she, like, ever, like, oh, should we give it to this kid with cancer or Saint? Like, it wasn't one or the other.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just like her established connections, like, gave her a position where she could get this for him.
Now, do I think this is weird? Yes.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
This is what soccer players do. They walk out holding hands of kids for every game.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I have to start the whole conversation over again. I didn't know that. It should have gone to a less fortunate kid.
You saw that like in, I feel like it was in David Beckham's documentary. They were always walking out with kids. And whenever I see like soccer stuff, they always walk out with kids. It's like a weird thing that they do in soccer.
I've never seen that.
It's a weird thing they do in soccer. I don't know why that they do it. I don't know who these children are. I don't know if it's the same kids for every team. It's like every team
has. Oh my God, Ben's celebrity crush. I'm vomiting.
Who?
He said, with a gun to my head. Sydney Sweeney, you're disgusting. That's fucking hurtful.
I don't think that it is. She's the classic answer right now.
Be creative.
Yeah, it's just not creative.
Bitch. Fine. Mine's Glenn Powell.
Beautiful.
It actually can't be because I'm like kind of friends with
Glenn Powell. Yeah. So like that's twisted.
I don't know if I mentioned them before.
No, you have. Don't worry.
I feel like I haven't.
There might be someone who doesn't know, though.
You know, I'm actually really tight. I wouldn't say really tight, actually. I'd say I'm, like, friendly with Glenn Powell.
Friendly.
Yeah. Like, if we saw each other in a restaurant, we would say hi.
Great.
Like, would he invite me over to his table to sit and have a drink? Honestly, maybe. Like, I'm so much fun. I would invite me
over. Is he closer with Ben than he is with you?
Oh, that's a good question, probably. I think they just played golf together when we were in Mexico. So, like, yeah, that's, you know, on the links. Shit goes down on the links. Maybe that's why his celebrity crush is now Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, because he has an in.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the Nepo walk.
I need to change my celebrity crush, by the way. Like, John Mayer, like, that's what I always say. I'm like so over it.
That's less original than Sydney Sweeney.
Agreed. And not to be so rude and like vain, but like he's not looking that good these days. Like,
well, the thing is about, well, it depends what kind of person you are. But if you have a crush on someone, like it should be 360 and not just about looks. So like if you loved his like music,
a celebrity soul. I don't know these people, like
I don't know, like you, but their personality too, like, oh, they're cute and funny.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Constantly changing,
honestly. Jason Segel's up there.
Yeah, because you like he's funny.
Yeah his personality. Yeah every time John Mayer talks, Mayer talks, it's literally like stop.
I feel like you like his personality. He says
no,
it was just about looks.
Yeah duh.
And music,
yeah. And like, yeah, music and looks.
Music, I feel like his music is
By the way, new movie, not music and lyrics, music and looks.
I feel like his music is part of his personality. Do you know what I mean? Like,
really? I actually disagree. I feel like he says such profound things in his music and then he talks and he's just like weird. Like,
Yeah.
I never find those sentiments reflected in his personality.
Yeah.
Who was your celebrity crush?
Elon.
Yeah, that's so true. Facts. And that one's like, yeah, that's it.
That's
and
it.
He's changed his looks over the years. Like, he looks different now.
The thing is, he's not handsome. I don't even know what he looks like objectively.
He's not handsome. He's not gorgeous.
No, no. It's not about looks.
No, it's good, Jackie. He's like, he's gettable. You can get him.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I went to the bathroom because, like, then I would be rushing through this conversation.
Yeah. So who's your celebrity crush now?
I don't know. Drop some comments. Like, who do I say, like, is hot?
Who is she always obsessed? Charles Melton?
Honestly? Yeah, he's so hot.
That's a good one.
I think Charles Melton's my celebrity crush, like, of the moment, for sure.
Of today.
Of this year, because he's, like, kind of, like, having a good year.
Of this episode.
And then there are people, of course, I find handsome, like Austin Butler, Jacob Elordi, but, like, what am I, 12? Like,
no, I'm sorry.
Like, I'm more mature than those two being my celebrity crushes.
They're too handsome. Like,
yeah, no, it's, that's like Sydney Sweeney. It's, like, it's the original.
It's not real.
It's not real. There's too much competition. Like,
get real.
Let me think. Who is my celebrity crush?
Yeah, like the Jason Segel. I feel like people used to say Jonah Hill, but like...
Who? Literally, who's
Remy.
That?
That's Remy. That's her celebrity crush.
Remy Vader? Is it really?
That's her celebrity crush, yeah.
I was just texting with her this morning. Hold on. Ask Not her? Me texting 1,000 people. Who's your celebrity crush? Like, what am I, 16? Yeah. Who is your celebrity crush, question mark? Was it ever Jonah Hill?
You can't plant the seed.
Oh.
I mean, even though that would help my cause.
Okay, I asked. Anybody else who I'm going to text? Like, we know who Margot's is. She says hers is like Miles Teller, Hugh Jackman.
Tim McGraw.
She's so weird. I want a new celebrity crush, and I want to have a really good answer.
That I feel like is people's like celebrity crush, like Morgan Wallen.
Honestly, you know who's kind of my celebrity crush these days? Like David Beckham.
That's a good one.
Like, daddy. You're like
20 years late.
Yeah, but no, but... But then, like, this, well, of course, like, he would have been my crush when he was, like, at his, you know, youth peak. But, like, him being, like, dad energy and husband energy, like, that's the energy I find attractive. Not somebody mm-hmm. who dates a million girls. That's why, like, Jacob Elordi, like, he's too young and hot right now. Like,
yeah. Someone you're just in a different stage of your life.
I'm attracted to people who are, like, settling down.
Yeah.
Who live a slower life.
Yeah.
And that's David Beckham, the dad version.
Mm-hmm.
So that's someone I would. Let me see if she answered my. I don't even know anymore.
Say, who did it used to be?
Who did it used to be? I just want to ask her, like, was it ever at any point Jonah Hill?
Fine, let's just cut to the chase. Because
was
we need
it
to
ever end- at any point Jonah Hill, question mark?
Because we need to end the show.
Right, and, like, we're getting stuck on the dumbest conversation.
I'm glad she's by her phone. She's typing already.
Yeah, she's on vacation, so, like, I knew she would answer. She's typing. Yes! Why? Such a long story, comma. Make sure to listen to the toast today.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask her, why was he your crush?
I would never, like, judge. Like, people are attracted to who they're attracted to.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people would be like, ew, John Mayer, like, get a grip.
I'm sure people will be like, ew, Elon.
I think a lot of people.
You're wrong for that.
No, they're wrong for that. Please help me. You guys know me better than I know myself. Like, who's my celebrity crush? They know, you know?
Yeah. What do you value? Like, would you
and want... please don't say Ben Soffer celebrity. Like, please.
No, you're going to be blocked if you say that.
Blocked!
But do you value, like, would it, could it be a comedian? Could it be, like, a musician?
I'm not...
A business person?
I'm not partial. Like, I don't care what they do for a living, as long as they're rich.
Okay.
And if they're a celebrity.
And you want a celebrity, a famous person.
Yeah. It could be a famous businessman. It could be famous anything. Famous athlete.
Yeah. Would you want an athlete? What about Aaron Rodgers for you?
No.
I kind of see it. I kind of see Turdy and Aaron.
No. Like, if I'm going to... Okay, now that we're going down this... And by the way, like, Saint.
Thank you, Saint, for this conversation.
If I would ever, like, have a dream athlete, like, scenario, like, I would... Oh, I'm sorry. I know who my crush is. Joe Manganiello.
So good.
Joe Manganiello is my celebrity crush. I'm so glad we got to the mono of that. Because what I was going to say was that, like, if I'm going to date an athlete, I want the biggest one. Like, I just want to know what it would be like to be so tiny. And
the,
like,
Rock.
Like, somebody who's 600 pounds, literally. So it wouldn't be Aaron Rodgers. It wouldn't be a quarterback, honestly. Like,
yeah, they're a little small.
It would be like a defensive lineman. I don't even know what the word
is. Jason,
like,
Kelce?
No.
That's actually a good celebrity crush for someone, like, if that's your answer, because he's, like, handsome and big, but has a great personality, family man, family values. 360. No. It's the 360.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, hard no for me.
Okay.
He's, like, not my type physically, and also, like...
No, I'm not he's saying kind of for
like
you.
Shy and like fame averse, and I'm not looking for someone like that.
Okay, but if you had to date Travis or Jason.
Travis? 1,000%. Who would you date? Well, date meaning like spend time and have conversations with, but still Travis, yeah.
They're both nice. They seem like nice guys.
Yeah. Joe Manganiello. And by the way, so random because we watch so much TV. Do you know what I learned this week? Joe Manganiello is the host of Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal Island. I saw a story about that. Like the headline was Joe Manganiello channels four different people as host of Deal or No Deal Island, like talking about who he gets inspiration from. And I'm like, I must have misread that. And I just scrolled on by because I just figured I read that wrong.
Jackie, I was so confused. I'm like, is that my husband on TV? And it was.
He's working hard for you. He's not going to rest on his laurels.
No, and that's one of those jobs that pays amazing. Actually, not to promote The Good Guys, but The Good Guys actually just recorded an episode with Howie Mandel. And when Ben was done, he was like so impressed by Howie Mandel because Howie Mandel was like an integral part of getting that show off the ground. And he doesn't host it anymore, I don't think, but he's still like a producer. And he was telling them all about like the business. And that's like one of those shows that makes people like that people retire off of. So hopefully Joe and I can retire when he's done with Love is Blind Island, whatever it's called. Deal or No Deal Island.
Deal or No Deal Island.
Yeah. And to be honest, back to this St. West thing, like I really like I don't care. Like I don't have a thought on like should it have gone to him or like I genuinely don't care.
When I saw it before like the controversy and I was like, "Oh, that's so cute." And it's like Kim using her power like for the coolest experience for her son. And if it does rotate out for every single game all the time and it's not just like the same kids all the time, like other kids will get to experience it too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one walkout. And also, it's not like something that's going to change your life. Like,
okay, I guess if we're going to, like, if we're going to analyze it, when I saw it on her stories, because that's how I, like, figured it out, I actually thought it was weird. But I also didn't know that, like, the kids were a part of the walkout. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Kids either. Are a part of a walkout in soccer for every game. So, like, why not Saint one
yeah,
time?
One time. Yeah, no, I agree.
If he does it every single time, yeah, that's, like, not fair. And
yeah.
That's not fair. But one time, like, he loves soccer, and he genuinely loves soccer. It's not like he's a kid who doesn't appreciate this.
Right.
Like, this is the coolest moment for him, too.
Yeah. Like, I just don't care, you know?
No, I just don't care. I'm like, okay, so say another kid got to walk out, like, and had a cool moment. Like, great.
Amazing.
It's just a moment.
And you know what I believe? Mm. I believe the children are our future.
Well, that's teach the darn well truth.
And let them lead the way. Whenever I sing that song, like, who do I feel like?
Jenna Maroney.
I gotta watch 30 Rock again.
We gotta go.
Yeah.
Reminder, the new collection drops tomorrow morning. So before the next episode, like there will be merch at ShopToastMerch.com.
We won't let you forget. Like, we won't let you forget. If you have a phone, you will know.
10 a.m. Tuesday morning, ShopToastMerch.com, 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Crewnecks, sweatpants, t-shirts, mugs, hats. Be there or be lame.
Lame sauce.
Love ya. Bye.